What about these executive orders? Well, I just want to let you know that Joe Biden signed those executive orders out of with a pen made of bamboo. So he's saving the rainforest. What do you mean? What about the executive order? Well, the executive order was actually made on recycled paper. Well, wait. But the order is going to destroy women's... Maybe, but I just want to let you know that we use pleather and not real leather, so that way we save cows. So this is all we're going to do, right? Yes. That's pretty much it. By the way, happy International Women's Day. Ricarda Barrett says hello, and she is fiercely working on her campaign to become the number one WNBA draft pick and to be an absolute legend. She's going to sign that lifetime contract for $50,000, folks. That's right. So happy International Women's Day. We got a clip. I'm going to play it in the third hour because it's not awful, but it's got some racy language in it. So if you're going to be around with kiddies, you shouldn't listen to it. Ask me. I'll send it to you later. You can watch it yourself. But the BBC put out this skit on International Women's Day, and I don't know how this thing got made. It is absolutely amazing. Also, Burger King, woke Burger King, right? Everybody demands transgender burgers. Burger King fired off probably the greatest... probably the greatest tweet ever where it said women belong in the kitchen. And everybody's like, what are you talking about? Women should be in the kitchen. They're like, we're talking about promoting chefs. Why are you booing me? I'm right. But that was actually quite funny. But we're seeing with all of this, with the feds, there's this black pill, which is just a quote, you know, red pill, blue pill, black pill, is when you just kind of give up. And that's bad for the Grifter Shapiro class, because when people give up, and even, One America News and others are saying, most people, at least on our side of the aisle, are checking out. Why should we care? Oh, well, the CDC says if you're fully vaccinated now, this is breaking news, you can gather with other people. How about you go blank yourself? I live in Texas. We're gathering anyway. I went out this weekend. I went to a local restaurant. No masks. Went to another. No masks. Went to church. The priest was like, hey, we're ripping up some of these X's. We're going to get more people in this church eventually. Everybody here, forget your vaccinations. Get away from me with that stuff. Can we stop pretending that the CDC is anything more than a propaganda wing of the federal government? And that, I think it's okay if we all just admit, you were all suckered for a year. I won't hold it against you. If you come out and say, forget the CDC, I'm living my life, I'm not going to be held down by masks. Good. Congratulations. We've all made those problems, my man. Or woman. On International Women's Day. Happy International Women's Day to all you women who have been suckered into the workforce and denied the ability to have kids and raise a family. Just admit it. Just admit it. It's okay. I am not going to shame you. If you decide to come out and say, oh, I can't believe Fauci, it's all right. Just come on over. It's all good. Don't worry about it. You're fine. In order to break this COVID curse that has been put upon us by the hex of Nancy Pelosi and all these other demons up on Washington, D.C., we have to be accepting to our brothers and sisters that say, well, I might have been wrong. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay if you were wrong. Everybody's wrong, man. Just take the mask off. In Iowa, they were having a bird party. Bird sucker. Burn the mask. Do it. Woo! Burn them. It's all right. It's all right if you're coming back now and you're seeing the fact that when they see headlines, fully vaccinated people need to still wear masks. Or you can gather in small numbers. Well, you have no power to tell me what I can and cannot do. Come on. Come on over. It's all right. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to shame you. I'm not going to shame you. Come on back. Reject the propaganda. Because that's all they have left now, folks. That's all they have left. The country, this union of states, is done with a solid model that's been around for 50 years. Red versus blue, we'll get them back. Republicans are the champions of freedom and the Democrats are for the... All this stuff is over. All this stuff is done. Libs are the party of the rich and the elites. Republicans don't exist at all. Then there's the MAGAs, whatever the hell they are. Because they have to sort out their identity. Do you guys want Christians around or not? Who cares? Who cares about anything at the federal level? We have to vote. Does it matter? Does it matter? It doesn't. Communities, local communities matter. I'm actually taking the farmer Brian Kay's advice, and as I'm working up my little homestead, I found a co-op. I'm going to support a local co-op around here. It's going to get me fresh eggs and meat and those kinds of things. That's one solution for me. Another solution for me is making sure that we have the necessary things to survive, trying to network with others, trying to build those up, getting ready for the Crusader Congress in May. When I find out stuff, I'll let you guys know too. That's a pretty big undertaking, so I understand people are excited about it, but maybe give Mike a little bit of time on that. It's not like he's setting up a table. He's not like the Pennsylvania Republicans that one time who set up a table at like a Marriott. All right, this is not going to be that. So you're going to have to give Mike a little bit of time to actually build this thing up. So it's a bunch of different things because we're all looking at what? A time in history where the detachment from what we've done. Schools still aren't open, and I don't know why Republicans are fighting as hard as they can to get them open because they're just indoctrination centers. I understand it looks good to say open the schools up and because the school system and everything, that entire ecosystem is built on single mothers who can't feed their kids. So kids only get two meals a day and they're both at school. And for a lot of kids in poverty, it's the only time they're in heat or they have access to bathroom, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I've had those stories working in inner city schools. So I understand that argument, but you have schools not being open. The way of life that everybody was so used to up to last year, this week, right? This week, last year, somebody said this somewhere on social media, so credit to you. Congratulations. This was the last normal week we would have before everything just absolutely all kinds of stuff hit all kinds of fans. But and Americans are bad at this, right? We're bad at having any kind of patience. But this extension, we went through the COVID paranoia. Now we went through an election cycle that ripped the union apart. People just don't want to admit it. Now we have people in power chastising and chasing one group of people, white Christians, as the ultimate enemy. As we have pre-riots. We have pre-riots taking place in Minneapolis. Don't worry. They'll call up the professionals after the George Floyd trial. So this is just like the tryouts to get to become part of like real Black Lives Matter. But we're having pre-riots in Minneapolis right now for the George Floyd trial. Oh yeah, folks, that sucker's coming down the pipe. And when Chauvin and the others are not convicted in a way that satisfies the extremist attorney general of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, and his Black Lives Matter compatriots, they're going to burn that city down again. And this time, there won't be any police officers within 100 miles.